Two men are recovering after being injured in a shooting Tuesday night in Canton. Police say officers were dispatched around 9:30 to the 1700 block of Sherrick Road Southeast for reports of gunfire. The victims were near a vehicle when a side-by-side UTV arrived, leading to an exchange before a shotgun was fired. Both men suffered gunshot wounds to the leg and were taken to Altman Hospital for treatment. No arrests have been made. An investigation continues. A man is headed to prison after pleading guilty to charges resulting from a Canton shooting. 41-year-old Dion Davis of Canton pleaded guilty Thursday and was sentenced Monday to 34.5 to 38 years in prison by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoni. Davis admitted to felonious assault with firearm specifications, weapons under disability, tampering with evidence, failure to comply, and failure to stop after an accident. The February 17th incident stemmed from an argument outside the Hall of Fame Fuel Mart on Sherrick Road Southeast. Prosecutors say Davis fired into a vehicle occupied by a man, his partner, and a 7-year-old child. He then fled the scene and struck another vehicle before being taken into custody. There were no injuries. A Canton man has been sentenced to prison after pleading guilty in a Stark County child sex-related case. 44-year-old Douglas Tanner was sentenced Monday by Common Pleas Judge Taryn Heath to 1 year behind bars on an amended count of pandering obscenity involving a minor. The original indictment stemmed from allegations that Tanner promoted or advertised obscene material involving a minor over a period from November 2023 into July 2025. The case originally included multiple felony counts, but most were dismissed as part of a plea agreement. Tanner will be required to register as a Tier 2 sex offender. Stark County voters will be asked this November to approve a renewal and increase of the Stark Library Levy. County commissioners voted Wednesday to place an 8-year, 2.3 mil levy on the ballot. The request includes renewing the current 2 mil levy and adding an additional 0.3 mils. Library officials say the measure would generate nearly $15 million a year to help cover rising operating costs and reduced state funding. If approved, the owner of a $100,000 home would pay about $55 a year, an increase of $11 from the current levy. The Marlboro Township Fire Department is mourning the loss of retired Fire Chief Eugene DeVise. DeVise served with the department since age 15 and led it as chief from 1980 through 1994. The DeVise family has a long history of service to Marlboro Fire and Police. Washington Township trustees handle routine business. Trustees on Monday approved a motion ordering cleanup of a property on Mount View Avenue for animal and property violations and reviewing a possible grass violation that could lead to mowing at another Winston Street property. The fire department reported 30 runs in June, and trustees approved more than $1,100 for equipment and a station door replacement. The road department said early summer mowing is complete, with paving work expected to begin soon. Trustees approved bills totaling nearly $7,000 and called a special meeting for June 24th to discuss a personnel matter. Timken Company stock reached a record high Wednesday as the Jackson Township-based manufacturer continues to post strong financial results. Shares climbed to an all-time high of $143.56 during Wednesday afternoon trading, giving Timken a market value of nearly $10 billion. The surge follows a strong first quarter in which the company beat earnings expectations and raised its full-year profit outlook. Work is set to begin next month on a major renovation of the East Palestine Train Depot. Columbiana County Commissioners have awarded an $889,000 contract to Dynamic Structures of New Waterford for the project. The Morning Journal reports improvements include new utilities, heating and cooling systems, bathrooms, a commercial kitchen, and building expansions. The project is being supported in part by a $250,000 state grant. Officials expect construction to take 4 to 6 months. A Mahoning Valley institution is shutting down after 120 years in business. Schwebel Baking Company has announced it will liquidate, closing its Youngstown and Hebron bakeries, along with retail and distribution sites across the region. Officials say the company has faced years of financial pressure, including rising labor costs, aging facilities, and changing consumer trends. They say efforts to find a buyer were not successful. Schwebel plans to operate on a limited capacity through the 4th of July weekend before winding down this summer. A man has been ordered to serve 30 to 35 years in prison for a deadly shooting outside a Youngstown bar. 21-year-old Jonathan Altreish of Youngstown was sentenced Wednesday in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court by Judge Maureen Sweeney. He pleaded guilty in April to charges including involuntary manslaughter. Prosecutors say Altreish shot 26-year-old Tyrese Logan multiple times along South Avenue in December 2023. The shooting stemmed from a dispute over a woman. Altreish was arrested in February 2024 following a police chase. A woman was killed when a police chase ended in a crash Wednesday morning in Trumbull County. The Highway Patrol says 66-year-old Sandra Swan of Cortland died at the scene after her vehicle was struck at the intersection of Route 422 and the State Route 5 westbound off-ramp in Warren Township. Warren police were pursuing a vehicle driven by 37-year-old Dominique Dorsey of Levittsburg. Dorsey and a 17-year-old passenger suffered serious injuries. The crash is under investigation. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.